The progress bar was two-thirds of the way across the screen now.
We should be able to start very soon, Harper said.
He seemed to be talking to the screen itself as he watched the red line edge slowly along.
You know, I call the core code the main program, my chaos engine. But in fact, it is the opposite. It understands chaos, but I shall use that understanding to eliminate the chaos and bring order and method to the world. The weak-minded will be affected first. We don't need to run the whole model to be able to control them, but soon the only mind capable of independent thought will be mine.
Behind him, Venture struggled desperately with the two guards holding him. Klein was covering Matt's parents with his machine pistol. The other guards were standing with him, all of them glancing nervously towards the line of misshapen figures marching slowly through the upper tiers of the amphitheatre. Now or never, Matt said quietly to Robin. No one seemed to be paying them much attention. Two kids whose parents were already under guard and held hostage. The main computers? Robin murmured. The main computers, he agreed, almost under his breath. Across from them, Venture stopped struggling just for a moment. He was looking at them, and Matt knew that somehow he could tell what they were saying. Venture nodded grimly. There was a guard holding each of his arms, and suddenly, with an almighty yell, Venture dragged them together. The guards collided, head to head, with a crack. Both slumped to the ground, and Venture leapt at Harper. Klein turned quickly, bringing up his gun. Matt's father kicked out at Klein, his foot connecting with the side of the gun and knocking the spray of bullets wild into a computer and its screen. The screen exploded, sending glass fragments flying. The computer popped and sizzled. More guards ran to grab Venture, to drag him away from Harper's keyboard, even as he reached out for it. Matt and Robin did not stay to watch what happened. They were already running as fast as they could, desperate to reach the passageway to the pyramid before the earthy elemental creatures that were almost there. If they didn't make it, they'd be trapped in the amphitheatre, and then nothing could stop Harper. But it was like running through treacle, like a nightmare where your feet don't work.